comic books, movies, TV, and more. Nerds are everywhere. It's time to assemble!
It's Nerds United.
Hello and welcome everyone to a brand new Nerds United Live on YouTube, on Facebook. I'm your host, Greg Mahochko, in this NPR version of the show. My co-host, as always, he's not just my co-host, he's your co-host. He is the reigning and defending, undefeated and undisputed co-host of the year. His name is Mike Luther. Mike, good evening. How are you, sir?
Very tired. Very sleepy. Which is good because I have to wake up early tomorrow, so...
How early?
Probably 6:30-ish.
Yeah, that's like the time I usually get up on Sunday.
Maybe 6:30, somewhere around there, probably.
Don't say 6, man. That's crazy.
I know.
Too early.
Ah.
No. Oh. What is a good word?
It's, you know what? Living life, you know, the making myself happy. Sounds weird, but
it's not that kind of show.
Take that however you want. No, just you know, surviving. I'm here. I'm good.
So I feel like I'm maybe coming down with something. My voice is not as strong as usual, but I did a lot of yelling today.
Okay.
Yelling. Not like at my kids or something like that.
But, I assume it was Oscars or something.
It was Nebraska. Yeah. They played today. I feel like they played valiantly.
Okay.
Ended up losing by 4 to the number 4 ranked team in the country.
Not bad.
We'll have more thoughts on that on one of my numerous Cornhusker podcasts. That's not, but. Yeah, that's why the voice just didn't quite doesn't feel quite all there tonight. So that might be a good thing for the viewers.
I mean, maybe it's a short podcast. Who knows? It won't be, but you know,
it never. We always say we don't have a whole lot to talk. We might get out of here in 25 minutes and an hour and a half later.
Yep.
Fred was here early, said first, also possibly only. But Highlander Gunn said, you are not alone.
Nice.
And Highlander is in here. Fred said he watched a movie would be finishing right around 9 o'clock. So Fred is here. Awesome. Fred says Nebraska did not look like shit today, Greg, and his dozen shows will cover it this week. That's right.
Greg does have a lot of shows about Nebraska.
I have two.
I feel like I see you all the time on Facebook on a video.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm fine with it. It's good. More great, the better.
You know, my dad said, I did 10 years in terrestrial radio. Mm-hmm. And my dad once told me, he's like, you got a good face for radio.
That's a very typical dad joke. A very, very good dad joke.
It's solid, but it also is like, he didn't say TV. You know, he didn't say I had a good voice for radio. He's like, your face belongs where people can't see it.
That's the joke. That's
No. Yeah. It's also a little. I don't remind him of that right now.
Good.
But someday I'll bring it back up to him. I told mom a year or so back that, you know, like when I was a kid, I went to private Catholic school, and then in fourth grade we switched to public school. And I told mom, I was like, Mom, that's where I learned 4-letter words, and she's like, backhanded me. So
I was like, I thought we went to school together. And Westglenn wasn't a Catholic or was a Catholic school. How many shows does Mike? I have one. That's it. One.
Not enough, basically.
I don't know about that.
If he had more time, we would love to see more Mike.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick with that.
Yeah.
More of Mike. More Mike. I don't know. So we're getting by. We're surviving. We're maintaining. We're doing it one day at a time. I stopped by your place on Friday.
You did. I was not there.
No, but did you see what I left you?
I did. I have not read it yet. It is still where you left it. Damn it. Yeah, I will have it read by next time, though, for sure.
Okay. So I don't have the graphic for it. You probably have it downstairs. Oh, yeah, it is downstairs because you're upstairs. But I took Mike the issue number 1 of Absolute Batman from DC's relaunch. I picked it up. I think I mentioned this last week. I picked it up a week and change back at Twilight Comics, Swansea, Illinois. And Mark over there, he's like, yeah, basically this absolute universe is kind of like DC's version of Marvel's Ultimate Universe. Okay.
Yeah.
So moderate. I mean, I think from what I recall, and it's been, you know, I think you've read the Ultimates more recently than I have. Well, from what I remember, these are much more drastic, like sweeping background character changes than what Ultimates did. That being said, I think I told you, I was like, man, this was such a compelling story. Like, I kind of wanted to hate it. Like, right. I went into it because from the first character design, and you know, I've got it somewhere in here. Let me see if I can find it. But from early character design, I was like, I just don't know if are these changes too drastic? You know what I mean? But I'll say this: they, for whatever they did, you know, it, however they framed this story, it really captured my imagination and my attention. And I'll be honest with you, like, in such a way, I really did not expect to like it. And I came back glowing about it. Like, I said, man, it's so compelling. And I think we talked about this last week, so apologies for rehashing, but you know, in the canon we all know and love, Bruce Wayne's the son of a billionaire, you know, or, you know, comes from wealth, you know, comes from, I think Mark Bernardin on Fat Man Beyond years back said his words, not my words. You can go back and probably YouTube it or something like that. But he says, you know, talking about Bruce Wayne, because we're talking about like race swapping and things like that. He's like, you can't race swap Bruce Wayne because Bruce Wayne comes from old generational money. The type of wealth that, you know, and Mark Bernardin is a black man. I'm not, you know, I'm just paraphrasing, but he's like the type of generational wealth that African Americans just don't have access to. But in this absolute version, Bruce Wayne has none of that. He's the son of a school teacher. And, you know, there are some beats that are the same, you know, instead of his parents being killed in Crime Alley, like he grew up around Crime Alley, you know, like, so it's just it woven in, but also like really, and I apologize, Mike, because you're going to read it here probably in the next day or two. But, you know, his friends are, I think they're changing some of the names maybe, but like his friends are characters who we would recognize as like Harvey Dent, Penguin, you know, a lot of those. I think he goes to a gym that's owned by Killer Croc, you know, so just a lot of familiarity in the universe, but told in such a unique new way that I read it very quickly. Alfred is different in this. It is so good. I was so surprised by how much I liked it.
Okay. I look forward to reading it for sure, because the changes, those are drastic changes that I don't know if a lot of people would like. It's, you know, it's like if you said, okay, Superman, he actually lived on Earth. There's no Krypton. He's actually from Earth, and he got his powers because he ate a weird mushroom. But yeah, he has all the same powers though. But it's not, you know, it'd be like people are like, wow,
it's almost that's like a blend of Superman and Mario.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah,
Supermanio is like, he's a plumber, you know, he eats a mushroom and then he gets powers.
Yeah, yeah, but you know, it'd be like that. But you like it, so okay, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah. And by the way, interesting that you bring up Superman, because there are, I haven't read, I don't think old Absolute Superman's out yet, but there are changes to his backstory as well. There are changes to Absolute Wonder Woman, which, by the way, looks, I'm more intrigued by Absolute Wonder Woman than I am necessarily Absolute Superman. So, yeah, I mean, it's, they're they're diving in, and it's Scott Snyder that's doing Batman, so that I think definitely helps. From a lot of familiarity there, I know he has a lot of respect for the character, and
yeah, of course.
So, Fred says, comment, alliteration for you. We have several comic shops here. I'm going to fill out my G.I. Joe collection of Secret Wars at some point.
Awesome.
Go I think you it. Should. Let's see. Fred says, Mike, that sounds like some actors got jobs. That's how some actors got jobs in Hollywood.
Sure. Could be. It probably is.
And Highlander has great questions, but definitely I would save those Highlander for like Monday night or even Friday or next Thursday night, because they're talking
Is it about football? I'll answer him.
Well, he's making a John Dam Johnston ventriloquist dummy.
Okay.
John Johnston started Coronation.
Obviously.
He says, I'm going to have my own watch along on my channel with my dummy.
Perfect. Go for it.
That actually would be a lot of fun. So he said, oh, it's coming. I can't wait. You know what? We would Highlander on one of the many Husker podcasts that we have, we would bring you on, or maybe no offense, maybe not you, maybe the dummy.
There you go.
For though, you know, it's how some actors got jobs in Hollywood, ate a mushroom to get their powers. So
I figured.
I wasn't sure exactly where that was. So excellent. So Absolute Batman, I absolutely recommend it. And I was reading other comics today. I just ran out of time or something. So I did start finally on the Berserker one shot, which appears to be in like the Mongolia, Genghis Khan era and region. So, yeah. So that's that. Let's talk about Mike. You all up to date on Agatha All Along or AAA? No. Okay, never mind. Let's not talk about that.
I haven't seen the last episode. Have you?
I did. I did watch it.
Okay. I know the spoiler part of it, though.
Whoa. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's very intriguing.
Yes.
Do you think?
I know. Okay, yeah. Last time we talked about, because it wasn't the last episode when we found out he's Wiccan. We talked about that already. But
Billy.
That the Aubrey Plaza, I know what her character is now.
I wonder, because that is theoretically a character who could pop up in other places in the MCU moving forward.
Mm-hmm. For sure. So, she has a very good relationship with Deadpool, doesn't she, in the comics?
And Thanos, I believe.
And Thanos, too, yes.
I mean, he's kind of dead, but...
Yeah, he's always dead in the MCU.
I heard that they were bringing him back for Secret Wars.
I heard that, too.
Like King Thanos or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll say this. Fred, who says, I bet the last episode was the same quality as the first, crap. I, similarly to Absolute Batman, I went in with pretty low expectations. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't expect to, you know, really be enjoying the show. And I gotta say, I've really been enjoying the show.
Yeah.
Agreed. It is. I like the, I guess, you know, similarly to WandaVision was anthology in nature, but in like that sitcom style.
Yeah.
I like the anthology version of this because they jump into a new test and it's a new theme. It's a new, you know, somebody else is being, I don't want to say tested. That's not, I don't want to be that There's redundant. Sort
of challenge.
Challenge. Thank you.
Yeah.
So honestly, Fred, I've never led you astray and I've never steered you wrong. Stick with it, man. Stick yes. with it. I mean, you probably won't, and that's fine. It's not my job.
You can fast forward through the songs if you want, though.
That was a fun. I actually kind of like that song, that episode.
Yeah.
But I'm also just a little crazy. So, so we don't really have anything to talk about in Agatha All Alone.
No, who knows? Maybe she ends up alone. We don't know.
Agatha All Along territory. So let's move on, Mike.
Okay.
I was thinking about this. Marvel's coming out with a new, again, I don't want to call it Elseworlds, but a new, I guess, off-canon story that is very reminiscent of Old Man Logan.
Mm-hmm.
Old Man Logan is, in my opinion, a seminal work. It yes. is something that I don't go back and read often enough. But, you know, when I've got, you know, we did a comic swap here not too terribly long ago, so behind me on one of the shelves, one of the squares in the grid, I have like a Son of Krypton or a red Son of Krypton, I believe. Yeah. You know, it's where Kal-El falls into, you know, behind the Iron Curtain, falls into, you know, Soviet Russia. And you know, I've got that. There are some that I need. A Kingdom Come, classic example. By the way, I finally got charged for my Kickstarter support. So, $95. And I, you know what? I'm excited for it. I feel bad saying it. But all that to say, Old Man Logan needs... I mean, I think it gets a ton of respect. I just need to love on it a little bit more, read it more frequently. It's been a few years, but they're doing something, I think, in a similar vein with another character that I know you really love.
Yes.
And that is Daredevil, Cold Day in Hell. It's going to be like and you know what? It's going to be art. Art is Steve McNiven, who also did Old Man Logan.
Yes.
So it's going to have that familiarity. And Charles, I want to say Soul, but it might be Soule, and I'm not really sure. But he's done really good stuff in his career here in the last few years. So, you know what? It got me thinking, what other characters would you like to see in that, like, I keep going back to, like, grizzled veteran, but that, you know, they're definitely past their prime. I know we kind of got that with the Dark Knight. Dark Knight Returns. Dark Knight Returns. Lord, you think I know that?
Didn't they also have one with a Star-Lord one?
Ooh, Old Man Star-Lord. Let me check.
I thought there was one, but maybe someone just suggested that. I don't know. Because
there's Old Man Quill,
Old Man
from 2019.
Quill, yeah. So obviously that would be a good one.
Old Man Quill with old Rocket.
Yeah.
So I'll have to look into that. I don't know much about Old Man Quill, but that's not. I mean, that's only 5 years old. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I wonder if you would want to stick with, not like. Like, I don't want to say not superpowered, because obviously Daredevil he's powered. He doesn't have super strength, though.
No.
But if you want to stick with people that essentially could die, in a sense, like, I don't know if you can do an old man Superman, you know? Because he might live to the year, you know, 5,000 or something. Who knows?
Right. I not intentionally referencing Kingdom Come again, but we got that old retired...
Yeah.
Superman.
I think a Hawkeye one would be good.
Hawkeye would be good.
Yeah.
I think like an old Green Lantern.
Yeah.
You know, old and gray. Flash is weird too, because again, how his body metabolizes, you know, he
feels
like he could stay younger forever, you know.
Yeah.
But
you could also do it to where he's not necessarily old, as far as like looks wise, maybe, but he's just tired of doing what he has done.
Yeah,
like he just doesn't want to run anymore. Kind of.
He's like, or he has bionic legs. He's like, my legs got burnt out.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else? Who else? I'm trying to think, like. Booster Gold, maybe?
Possibly.
Maybe. Why does it feel like Marvel would be like a better side to dance with in this topic?
Because I feel like a lot of DC's characters are godlike.
Green Lantern, great example.
Yeah.
Number one, the GOAT.
I don't know about that one, but
the GOAT of all GOATs.
The only one who's not really is Batman. You know?
Fred says, old Flash sounds like me, can't run anymore. Fred, if it makes you feel any better, I really never could run. So,
yeah.
I was the only one. I don't know if I've told this story here. Probably not. Mike, you know I was on the baseball team in high school. Yeah. I have to phrase that very carefully, because I was on the team, but I didn't play a whole lot.
Still on the team. Still counts.
I was still on the team. Yeah. Senior year, coach, you know, we have we're practicing like our sprints, like, all right, everybody take a lead from first, steal second, you know, everybody take a lead from second, pretend like the ball got hit in the gap and you're around a third going, go.
Yeah.
The idea is sprinting. And then the last one was, all right, everybody's going to, mock a swing and then try to run it, you know, or sprint around the bases in an inside the park home run style. And coach is like, all right, I don't want to see any home run trotting. And then he looks at me, he's like, all right, Greg. Because he knew, he's like, it's going to look like a home run trot no matter what you do. So, yeah, speed was never my thing. So, and I like, you know, Fred's on the ball tonight. Green Lantern is the GOAT.
No, he's good. Not the GOAT, but he's fine.
I want to think of like one other, for whatever reason, and maybe it's just because like the older he gets, maybe the better his mind gets, but like old man Tony Stark, like Iron Man.
Yes, that would be good. Also, Constantine.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Where it like really drains him to uses magic and things like that.
Yes. And a lot of the things that have, you know, the deals he's made and the
start coming back. Good.
Yeah.
Dear Charles Soule, we are small time podcasters from Illinois and we have an idea for you. ... So all Mike's idea, give him 90%. And I'll take 2%, and you, Charles, doing all the work, you can have the rest.
Sure.
So, Old Man Daredevil, starting off with some comics.
Yeah, what does that say when it comes out?
Oh, you know what? Actually, I have the link still up. It's set in its own continuity. Mm-hmm. So Charles Soule, he did, or this duo. They did the Death of and Return of Wolverine.
Okay.
Let's see here. Oh, come on. I should have pulled some of the fantastic artwork from this link. No, I don't see.
Not yet. Okay.
I don't see it. Apparently there was a Old Man Hawkeye in 2018. Okay. So, all right. Well, sorry we missed that one. I apologize. I'm just trying to skim this real quick just to see if I missed the date on when it would be out. They announced it at New York Comic Con, but I don't, again, know when. No worries. So I feel horrible. I've let you all down.
It's quite all right.
You're like nothing new.
No.
All right. So with that, we can move on. And I got to poke at you a little bit because you sent me this link and had we talked about it last week it probably would have been up to date, but we didn't talk about it last week, so you had sent me not even so much a link as much as a Facebook post that said that Sony had tried pitching one of their summer movies to Netflix, and Netflix said no. Well, Forbes magazine says, and this was as of 2 days ago, so Thursday, October 24th, Forbes magazine said that Harold and the Purple Crayon is, in fact, coming to Netflix, Mike.
Well, I guess they changed their mind.
Don't want to pee in your post, Toasties, but yeah. What now?
Well, I don't know.
Silly. This coming Thursday, Halloween, actually.
Really? Okay. So, well, interesting.
And Garrett, who has, we saw this on the first day of school, actually. Right. And since then, I think we talked about, you know, a month or so back, we went and saw Transformers 1 in theaters, and he saw up on the marquee on the TV, when you turn on the TV, that you can buy it now at home, Fandango at home. I haven't done that yet, but, I'm sure that will be happening. I'd like to, you know, just maybe hold off and see if it be coming to one of the services that we already pay for.
Right, exactly.
Which I feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, is what you're doing with a movie that's supposed to hit Disney Plus this week.
Which one?
Isn't Deadpool and Wolverine coming out this week?
Is it to buy?
No, I thought on streaming. It's already available to buy.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm glad I waited then.
Let me double check here. Ow.
I mean, it's got to be coming soon. But I don't know, because it feels like it was just in theaters.
Yeah, like I know for it 3 months. Honestly, I could have sworn they said, because it's been available to purchase like from Amazon or Voot, you know, Fandango, whatever it is, for a while now. But I could have sworn that it was set to come out to Disney Plus at the end of this month. I thought that's why you were waiting to, buy the digital copy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm going to wait till it gets on Disney Plus. So
okay,
yeah,
yeah, you and me both. I haven't bought it again.
Yeah,
this is going to be fun. Next 48 hours. All right, so that's Harold. No, again, I thought it was a cute movie. I thought it was good for the kids. Garrett seemed to enjoy it. So, this Thursday, free on Netflix.
Yeah.
All right, and then the other news that I had for us, Mike, is an update on a production that, I'll be honest with you, I tend to forget about.
Okay.
But I'm actually very excited for. And we got our first look at the Spider-Man Noir.
I still can't believe that's actually happening.
Do you want to see? Have you seen any of these pictures yet?
Yeah. Do you have them?
I do.
Let's show them.
Look at that. This might be. Here's the thing. My initial reaction was, oh, this might be one of the more cost effective costumes to create, but you know what? I bet you that's, you know, like high functioning leather and you right. know, just everything. It's totally accurate. Yeah. But look, I mean, riding around on the top of, I don't want to call that a Model T. It's probably not. But you know, an old timey gangster car from back in the day. And then the only part that, you know, come on, why you gotta be wired in? Come on.
Just it's probably do it upright. It's my guess, but you know,
my thing is, the only part that I don't want to say is unnerving.
Mm-hmm.
It's just weird seeing this character in the daylight.
Yes. You know? Yes.
First of all, I don't think Spider-Man does a whole lot during the daytime. But you feel like that noir element. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you don't see Batman during the day. I mean, you saw Adam West Batman during the day. Ed says, WTF is that Spider Anna Jones? So Spider-Man Noir, or I'm kind of calling it Spider Noir, is my first exposure or experience or seeing it was into the Spider-Verse.
Yes.
The animated. And then we didn't see this character, I don't think, too much in Across the Spider-Verse, but there have been comic books for Spider-Man Noir. Think of it exactly as it sounds for edits. It is a Spider-Man version that takes place in that film noir era. So, you know, into the 20s and 30s and probably Prohibition and Depression era and gangsters and mobsters and the mafia.
I didn't realize that this is going to be on Prime.
Yeah, I mean, we got talking about Voltron being a MGM Prime, and maybe that's gonna be straight to that service. Although I don't, if you got Henry Cavill, you better put that in theaters. No, because it's a series. Voltron's a series.
Okay, yeah, same with this,
and the same as this. So, I would think. I'm trying to think of where this Sony. I mean, it's not true. Peter Parker, Spider-Man, owned by Marvel.
Yeah.
So I guess that's wherever Sony doesn't really have their own streaming service, anything like that. So, but man, I just Nick Cage is going to be this version of Spider-Man. He's going to carry that over, which is pretty phenomenal. And you get the benefit of when he's under the mask, you know, it's not actually going to be Nick Cage.
I was going to say, I wonder how much is that actually him? Or is that a stunt double and he's just going to be the voice?
I would imagine the latter.
Yes.
Now, probably for insurance reasons, I'm sure if you ask Nick Cage, he would probably love to be like maybe just once or twice to when he's harnessed up and everything, all the safety rigging is proper, he'd be like, I'd probably do it.
Yeah.
But no, it's, you know,
yeah,
it looks honestly like a lot of fun, and it's going to be, at least I believe, I hope it's, you know, while they're filming it in this version, I hope that when we see it, we see it like it's going to be in proper black and white.
That's what I was wondering about too.
Let's see. Nick Cage is obviously in it. Brendan Gleeson, who is an Academy Award nominee. I don't know how deep they go into, like, if they have noir versions of, like, Kingpin or, Goblin, anything like that. But, like, I could see Brendan Gleeson as an old timey gangster Kingpin style. So
for sure.
That'd be fun. So,
yeah.
Fred says, is this like Gotham by Gaslight? That was at least I want to familiarize myself more with Gotham by Gaslight, because I do think that period piece would be pretty interesting. So,
yeah.
I don't have a straight answer for you right now, Fred, but let me do a little digging. I think Gotham by Gaslight might takes place maybe 50 years prior, maybe late 1800s.
Yeah.
When for the electric bulb, see? Yeah. I should probably stop while I'm not ahead. Mike, are you ready to switch gears a little bit?
Sure.
It is Saturday,
mm-hmm.
October 26th. So in 5 days, we have Halloween.
Yes.
And you had a tremendous idea to discuss Halloween costumes.
Yes, indeed.
And before we get to our quote-unquote main event, I do have, so basically what I did, full disclosure, you sent me a bunch of suggestions, mm-hmm. and I took out the pictures of you, and we'll talk about those separate. That makes sense.
Okay.
Because I was unable to find, I asked my mom, I was like, Mom, do you have pictures of me from, you know, being a kid in Halloween? She's like, any pictures of you? She's like, I gave them to you. I said, okay, let me look through my desk drawers. New desk. Desk drawers are over there. I looked. I couldn't find a single picture. Not just of that, at all. So if they're around, they are somewhere else and not fit for, not ready for this show right here. So what I do have, though, are some pictures of, ladies and gentlemen, Nerds United fans of all ages, do you want to see pictures of young Mike in various Halloween costumes?
I was a cute kid when I was little, so
you were a cute kid.
I changed. I don't know what happened, but
so here's, I think, the youngest version.
Might be. I remember wearing this costume. By the way, this, I'll say right now, all these costumes were put together basically by my mom and my aunt. Like, this was, and you got to realize, it was at the time, there's like not, obviously not internet, because this is in the 80s, there's not internet, right. So you can't Google how to make a pirate costume. There's usually not, I know my mom would sometimes use patterns, I don't even know if people do this nowadays, but you would go to Walmart, and they would have a pattern for a pirate, but it wouldn't exactly use it, but you might use something similar to it. I remember this costume because I remember thinking how cool it was that I had an eye patch on. But guess what? I could actually see out of that eye.
What? Because
there's tiny little holes in it that you can't see, but I could see out of it just fine.
Man.
Yes.
Technology of the day.
I know. I do remember that. I'm like, oh man, this is wild. I don't remember the bandana, but obviously I had one on.
Are you sure?
I think, pretty sure that's what
that's his Captain Obvious is like when I walk in the door from work and, you know, like if the door to the laundry room, and you're a little familiar with my house, you know, come in the garage in the laundry room. And if that door to the laundry room to the rest of the house is closed, Matt and Rob will be like, you know, I've opened the garage door. I've come in and it'll be like, Daddy. Yeah. Are you home?
No, I'm not
yet.
Yeah.
I like the Toucan Sam on your shoulder there.
Yes.
That is vintage 80s Fruit Loop right there.
That is very much so. Yes. And my sword. I wish I knew what grade I was in here. I have no idea.
So I don't have, like I said, I don't have one of the ones that I remember the most. I would have been 4.
Okay.
I remember being 4, and I remember basically it was like camouflage pajamas. Like it wasn't maybe not pajamas, because I remember I had a little camouflage hat and I had a toy gun and I was like G.I. Joe or something like that, you know. I remember, I think at 1 year I did the legit sheet over my head ghost.
Okay, yeah.
When I was three, I think I did. I think I was Oscar the Grouch.
Okay,
which, you know, who would have guessed that I just carried that with me throughout the rest of my life. But you know, like had that plastic mask that I know Seinfeld does a great bit on this with the really bad rubber band thing and the slits that cut into your eyes. When I got older, I remember I was a ninja 1 year. I was I went around in a glow in the dark Jason mask with a
my brother did that too.
Yeah, it had a matching plastic machete that was that doubled as a flashlight. Mm-hmm. You know, that also glow in the dark or I guess with kind of was a light for him. That was like back in the day when in the neighborhood that I lived in over in Fairview Heights, it got to a point, I think maybe when I was 8 or 9, that my mom just like let me and my sister go. She's like, you're not, just don't leave the neighborhood, you know?
Right.
You know, so let's see here. I'm trying to think of other ones from my youth, and I don't really remember too many more of them, sadly. I think I went around as a Dracula once, but
okay.
Well, let's take a look. I think if I'm doing these again in chronological order,
there was my Robin Hood.
Robin Hood.
I actually grew that goatee and mustache. That's, it looks painted on. That's real.
It's still under there. All these years later, like that's the original. That's the OG facial hair for Mike.
The one thing I remember about this is that the pattern, like going out and buying a pattern and sewing it, I'm almost positive that's what this was. But again, it wasn't like, I don't know if there was necessarily a Robin Hood one, but they would take parts from different ones. Like
right.
Do I have a bow and arrow with me or something? I think that's,
there's definitely something that. Like that comes across.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
A quiver.
Yeah. And again, I have no clue what age this is. Also, I never knew what I wanted to be for Halloween ever. Mom and dad would ask, but I was like, I think maybe sometimes I would come up with a suggestion, but most of the time they'd be like, how about this? And I'm like, okay, you know? And I never had, part of me always wanted the store bought costume and mask, but I'm also glad like I never had it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, it just, I was like, oh, maybe because it was popular or something, or a lot of people were doing it. I don't know. But all the costumes I had turned out pretty good, like really good, you know?
So. Well, let's take a, by the way, what I believe to be strapped over your shoulder is a quiver.
I believe
And here we are 30 whatever years later, and that's exactly what you do to the ladies. You make them quiver.
I mean, very clearly not, but I wish.
Let's jump over to comics here. Fred says, everything I had was homemade. Ski mask made up like Spider-Man. Army clothes fit to me for G.I. Joe. Vest, shirt, and black pants with yellow stripe with stripe like Han Solo.
That's the way to go.
Highlander says, I painted my eyes black and put a pea on my shirt. When is a black eyed pea? That's pretty great. let's see. Fred says, if the prisoner suit doesn't arrive, I may get a gray wig and goatee and go as John yelling gibberish irrationally at people.
I was actually a prisoner, and I didn't send you the costume, I don't think. But I went as a prisoner one time.
So did I. 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And Ashley was a cop.
Yes.
So Garrett was he was Gecko from PJ Masks, popular kid show at the time.
Together perfectly.
Let's jump back in time one more time.
Okay. I know what this one is.
This Uncle one, Fester?
Yes. I didn't even, this is one of those that like, I didn't say I want to be Uncle Fester. It was suggested to me, and I was like, I kind of remember just being like, okay, fine. Like, I knew about Uncle Fester, but I didn't, you know, think anything of it.
I like the dedication of shaving your head.
They shaved my head. They shaved my head and punched me in the face. Both eyes. Yes. I do remember. So I want to say this is like sixth grade, but maybe it's not. But I remember at Trent Elementary, you would go like on
they do a parade.
Yeah. Do the little parade thing. And so I remember having like walking and being like, this is, you know, this is a good costume and stuff. But when so obviously my hand is supposed to be thing in that box and it would be closed. Right. And then I'd be walking and then I'd open it up or whatever and like wave at people. And some people were very like impressed by it.
Right.
You know, and I was like, and it was like, it's such a good detail to it, you know. Because technically, I guess I had two costumes there. I was Uncle Fester and
Thing. That's true.
You know. So yeah, this is probably like my mom's coat. Shall be Spike, only have two black guys.
Highlander says, "When I was six, my parents got me a devil costume, and the mask still haunts me to this day."
Okay,
all right. I'm very curious, Highlander, if you could, I wonder if you could, I don't want to bring up, you know, bad memories of your childhood.
Do it. Send us a picture, put it on.
I kind of want you to like Google image search that mask so I can see exactly what it looks like. As I want to live in your misery as well. All right. The only picture that I have.
Okay.
Is from 5 years ago.
Okay.
It was the last Halloween that it was just me and Garrett because my wife worked nights at the time. And so you remember 5 years ago, cause you lived in Belleville. Belleville used to, I think maybe they still do. Maybe we're missing it right now. Trunk or Treat downtown, mm-hmm. You know, Main Street, Belleville's, very, very lively. And so we're going to go up there for Trunk or Treat. And awesome. He said, I'll find it and send it. Thank you. Thank you very much, Highlander. And Fred says, do it. Just have trauma just for Greg. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for putting yourself through that, Highlander. We appreciate you. But I was under the impression that, you know, to take my boy up there in his costume, I should probably be in costume too. I think I was the only adult in a costume.
Okay.
At this Trunk or Treat. That being said, we rocked it.
Ooh, for sure. Yes.
So we're a couple of knights.
Absolutely. Man, look how young Garrett is there.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah, look how young I am too. Jeez, thanks a lot, asshole.
Oh yeah. Yeah, why are you?
I wasn't even 40 yet.
Yeah. Half. Time flies.
So when we got to Halloween night and we were all, you know, all of us together, because they did Trunk or Treat like on the Saturday before or whatever. My wife was a princess or, you know, maiden, you know, things like that. So we all, you know, kind of family uniforms.
Mm-hmm. They're called costumes, but sure.
Yeah.
Get your uniform, get your uniform on, your trick-or-treating uniform on.
You know what? I think I'd have to look. It's entirely possible that I still have that. Almost said uniform on purpose, but costume. Okay. Yeah, you know, so now I know two years ago, we did Ghostbusters, me and Ashley and the twins, and Garrett did something on his own. And I was the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man with the inflatable suit. Mm-hmm. Never again.
Right.
Never again do that. Because like all I had on, and I'm not, this isn't like graphic or anything like that, mm-hmm. but it was an inflatable suit and I just had, but it was white. So I had like white gym shorts, and a white, you know, blank t-shirt, you know, undershirt on. I was sweating. I was so uncomfortable in that damn thing. So never again will I do an inflatable anything. Plus the size of it was just kind of difficult to get around. I was literally,
those are getting like more popular though. I totally understand, but those are getting, like, I see a lot of the like T-Rex blow up costumes, you know, but I know I'm not going to dress up in a Halloween costume anytime soon, but I wouldn't choose that one.
No, same. Yeah. I think, you know, unless if like the twins want me to do something, or, you know, we wanted to do something that was all together.
Yeah.
No, I probably would. I think Garrett's definitely grown out of like the dad, do a costume with me.
Right. So, right.
Yeah. If the twins wanted to, I'd probably give it a go.
A story with the inflatable costumes. I was at like a Halloween or Valentine at like a Halloween event thing, Friday actually. Yeah, whenever you're supposed to come over, that's what I was doing. And the first one of the people that I was working with, there was somebody that walked by with like an inflatable T-Rex costume, or whatever. And the person that I was working with was a grown adult, you know. And she's like, "Man," she's like, "That's my goal, one day to have something like that." And I was like, "You could just do that now. Like, you could just go get the costume. Like, it's not much, really." Like. She's like, "No, but I want to do it. Like, I just walk in somewhere. I go, yeah, you can just do that. Like, that goal can be easily reached right now."
Right, right. You know? There's nothing is holding you back but you.
Yeah.
So, excellent, man. I mean, I know it's the last episode before Halloween,
mm-hmm.
but like, I never did a ton of like horror movie watching.
No, I never. No.
So I don't really have like a let's deep dive into our favorite. It never.
Yeah.
Never was for me. So what we're going to do this time around, since we've been talking Halloween costumes, is a little Halloween costume pick 'em.
Mm-hmm.
And because I showed the pictures of you growing up, you know, so I took them out. So instead of the usual 15, I got 12.
12, yes. I was going to say, I was wondering how we were going to do that, but yeah.
We can still choose 4 or 5, whatever, you know, five if you want to.
Five, might as well.
Okay.
Now, for some of these, first? I have to remember once if one of mine show up, I have to remember what they were.
Here's the thing: I think I know exactly. Like, I feel like you got one of these that you sent me.
Maybe.
I think I know.
I don't know.
So, let's do your
okay
choices for me first.
Okay. Okay.
All right. For all of you watching or listening, we started this February or March, I think. Mm-hmm. And we've done quite a few. It started with, I think, 80s movies.
Yes.
And we're all the way up to Halloween costumes now. Yeah. Basically, what it is we give each other, you know, usually it's 15. Tonight it's 12 options. And we have to, like, keep five. And the rest of them are thrown into the fiery furnace, never to be worn by anybody ever again. So it's either pick five or keep five. And here's what Mike gave me.
Okay. So I want to say that the first one is Stranger Things costume.
I'm so glad, honestly. And I when you sent me the list, mm-hmm. and I looked at this, I was like, why did you, is Amazon delivery driver a costume?
That's what I'm pretty sure that's what that is. Obviously, you have Splinter, Han Solo, Green Lantern, Deadpool. That's Barney Stinson, Ted Lasso, Marshmallow Man, of course, Jack Skellington, Fred Flintstone. That's Dwight Schrute, and then Jason Kelsey.
Pre-game Jason Kelsey, pre-game, which because it's in the package and it looks like a photo, I feel like it's a photo you took from your house. Did you go and buy the pregame Jason Kelsey costume?
Unfortunately, no. My niece at one point in time said I looked like him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I do. I wish I did. I get told any kind of like heavy set guy with a beard, with a dark beard, that's who I get told I look like.
Okay.
I've been told Sal Volcano before, or Volcano from Impractical Jokers.
Okay.
In fact, some guy told me I looked like him, and then he looked at me like I was going to be like, it's me, because it was at the gym, and he goes, "Yeah, I think I told this story," but he's like, "You look just like Sal from Impractical Jokers." I was like, "Oh, yeah, I appreciate that. I wish. And he's like, "Yeah, you look a lot like him." I'm like, "I don't, but okay, cool." I just walked out. But anyway, yeah, okay, so you got, what are your picks?
All right, my five. Look. First of all, the only issue that I had with the choice you gave me is you got a couple on here that like are some serious cosplay.
True.
Like
true.
Splinter and Deadpool might be like the actual Deadpool. Like, I'm not sure.
Yes. True. I think it is actually.
So I am going to go Ted Lasso.
Okay. Okay. You'd make a good Ted Lasso.
Thank you. I am also going to go. You got to get Green Lantern.
I figured as much.
Honest to gosh, because I could probably get away with wearing something like that to work. I'd probably go Dwight Schrute.
Yes, yes.
For that reason, again, I'd probably go Barney Stinson.
Okay, okay.
We've already said no to any more Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
Fair, fair.
The Deadpool just looks too restrictive.
Yes.
And Fred Flintstone looks a little too free.
So, it's okay.
So I'd go Han Solo for number five.
Han Solo, okay. I was going to say, you might make a good Fred Flintstone. You know,
I feel like I definitely have the mannerisms. Fred also thought number one was an Amazon driver.
Maybe it could be too.
I've put in my time. Drive. Fred says from this list, he'd go Solo, Green Lantern, Lasso, and Deadpool.
Okay.
So, I mean, look, at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with Jack Skellington, but I don't really want to cover this up. Like, this here's the moneymaker.
Nobody wants it covered up.
Let's see. Fred says the Highlander I would go as a defeated corporate America resident, but that's been for the last 25 years. Yeah. Hey, keep it above board and positive tonight, Fred. All right. We only lost by four. Let's not go too melodramatic. So, I got to work on my laugh.
It would be funny if every episode or every podcast you tried a different laugh out, but like never mentioned it to anybody. Like just one time you're like, ho ho ho.
I'll say that one for Christmas. Yes. I think it's just something to do with, again, my voice being a little out there. So, all right. I like my picks.
Yeah.
I'm excited for you. For the selections that I gave you, because I know based on our very recent conversation that you'd be like, oh no, I definitely don't want that one.
Okay.
So with that being said, here are my selections for you, which I definitely didn't finish at 8:55 tonight.
Okay.
So we have Pennywise. We have the 2011 movie Green Lantern.
Okay.
We've got David S. Pumpkins. Miles Morales, very clear, definitive line there. We have a burned up zombie, but any zombie will work.
Okay.
We have an inflatable dino.
Okay.
We have a convict, an old-timey convict. This little guy was a cosplayer that I met the first Comic-Con I went to down at Cape Con in 2014. And it was a Lego Batman. And I was like, you know what? If Mike's going to throw me some cosplay, I'll throw him some cosplay. Mm-hmm. So Lego Batman. Then there's the dragon. Then there's Garrett by himself as a knight. So just any old knight.
Nice.
An old timey baseball player and Batman, but specifically the Adam West Batman.
Okay. Okay. So I think David S. Pumpkins would be great because I think people would obviously get the reference, but I don't think you'd see a ton of them out there.
Right.
You know, you would stand out in a good way. I'm not going to go Miles Morales. I don't think I would fit that well. I don't think I would make a good Spider-Man. I don't know if I would make a good Miles Morales.
Well, fair.
You know, I think
I think the beauty of Spider-Man is that under the mask, it could be anyone.
That's true. It could be. If any kids out there want to go as Miles Morales, go for it.
I just think if you keep the mask on, nobody's going to know that you're not a, you know,
Miles Morales.
You're not Miles Morales. Yeah. That's
right. I am going to go Batman, though. I think Lego Batman is another good one that, again, people will know what it is. They will
appreciate the time and effort.
Yes. And then I feel like I have the body type for Adam West Batman. So I'm going to go that one. You know, like the Adam West Batman is like he works out, but he also enjoys pizza. You know, that's the body type.
Is that your body? I mean, is that because you do work out, but you also enjoy pizza?
I got Little Caesars earlier today.
I haven't had Little Caesars in years. Let me tell you, I'm missing them crazy bread.
They have this new puffs thing. They're okay. Mm-hmm. They're just okay.
Okay. Stick with the crazy bread.
Yeah, Civic's crazy bread.
Noted.
You know what? I don't like scary things, but I'm still going to go Pennywise.
Okay. Then I hope you notice I did do the classic Pennywise.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Okay. And I can't take the night costume. Garrett's just too cute there. Adorable. And just, that's him.
You know, pump the brakes.
Look at that. Probably does no wrong. Innocent angel right there.
Yeah. Know? Yeah. Maybe at that age. No.
Gosh, do I want to go green? I've already been a prisoner. I can't
prisoner of love.
Sure. I'm torn between Green Lantern. Do I go? I think it'd be very odd if I went baseball player because why? I cannot play baseball for the life of me. I'm horrible at throwing, catching, running. But I'm gonna pick it because I think I could fit into the costume, and it would be super somewhat simple. it would be somewhat of an easy costume to put together, I think.
Yeah, like I wouldn't want to do like the Pennywise or the zombie or anything that requires like a bunch of face paint.
Yes. Yeah.
Hold on. I just had a crazy bad idea.
Okay.
What am I getting myself into here? No, keep talking, please. Don't mind me. I realize you're not talking.
Nope.
All right. Hold on. I got to see if I can process this quickly. I'm so sorry, everybody. This is when was this? 2003. In 2003, I was 21 years old.
Okay.
I was in Northwest Nebraska, in Shadron specifically. And it was Halloween, and I dressed up for Halloween as a kid from the city.
Okay.
And a kid who, you know, a little over 2 years ago had seen a particular band live on stage in St. Louis. And I was big into the band at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think I knew what this is.
Uh-huh. And I decided to dress up for Halloween and quickly realized that I was not the only one dressing up for Halloween at the radio station, but I was the only one going to this level.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow.
I look like a hybrid between Mudvayne and ICP, I believe.
Yes.
So
that's, I remember.
That's going back right there.
There you go,
Fred. Enjoy.
Then just had to sit and talk.
I said that nobody's right.
That's like, okay, so I don't watch wrestling a lot. My friends do. But I do know on what I think it's AEW that there is one of the announcers wears a luchador mask.
Excalibur.
Sure. And I just think it's so funny because I'm used to like in wrestling, you know, you see them and they're jumping around and blah, blah.
Right.
This guy just has the mask on.
He's just sitting there.
Like, just talking with his buddies, you know? Oh, great. Are you rolling your eyes in the back of your head? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Doing the old Undertaker.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
was Greg single at this time?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't see how.
You don't know how that guy
land a lady? I assumed probably a couple hours after this is when you met a ton of girls.
Yeah, I don't know how to say this politely, but you may or may be mistaken. Because, again, they couldn't see it. They could see it on the radio.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
But on top of that is, like, I had to drive. And it's very, you know, Shatter's not, I mean, it's a decent sized town. It's probably bigger than your town, but I lived maybe a quarter of a mile from the station.
Right.
So I'm going to put up the other one here.
Okay.
There we go. Cause again, I'm a glutton for punishment at this point. But no, yeah.
Oh.
Look at those pants, dude.
How do I get out? You're single. I don't understand it.
No, here's the thing. So to get, because I remember, I think it was the 2002 VMA Music Awards.
Mm-hmm.
They had MTV2 had its own. It was a fan voted on award.
Okay.
And I don't know how many times the dial up internet era that I was on there voting for Mudvayne's Dig, and Mudvayne won. And they all wore white tuxedos with bullet holes right here. And like,
I remember blood that. Yeah. Down.
So that's what I was trying to replicate.
Okay.
I had a blood capsule.
Okay.
And I was like, well, how do I wasn't smart enough to like crush the blood capsule, like drip it down. Do you know where this is going?
My guess is,
let me
guess first. Let me guess what you did. Okay. You mm-hmm. took the blood capsule and you smashed it on your head.
I wasn't smart enough for that either.
Okay. Okay. What did you do?
I crushed in my teeth the blood capsule, and I was out on the front deck patio area, front entranceway of my apartment there. And I looked up in the sky and I spit and I caught it on my forehead.
Okay. Yeah, that's one way to do it. You know, it goes with it doesn't look like a bullet hole dripping at all.
No, no.
I missed the mark. Like someone spit blood on your forehead. But it goes with the costume. It goes with it.
I want to say that for one of their, I think it was for the LD50, they had VHS of a kind of like almost like their like album launch party, that because they're from Peoria, Illinois, and we're mildly off topic at this point. That's okay. Mudvayne, if you ever see this, just know that I have respected your art for a long time. But I had this, and I want to say that part of the pre-show rituals, I think the drummer took fake blood and kind of spit it on the lead singer's face to like help create that effect. Yeah. So I think that's kind of what I was trying to go for. So
is Mudvayne still around?
Yeah.
They still okay.
Yeah, in fact, they were touring earlier this summer.
Okay, nice. Good. Go them. Good job.
Go guys. You've been at it for over 20 years. So,
yes.
So all right, well, let's jump back here.
Yep.
Mike, and you got to give me the ones that you would wear out of this list.
All right. I'm going to go Fred Flintstone, because I also would make a good Fred Flintstone.
Fair.
I am going to go Splinter. I don't know how I would do that costume, but that's, we never said, hey, you got to put these costumes together.
That's true. You never said you had to create it. All you had to do is step into it, zip it up.
Yeah. That would be great. I think it'd also be, I would be in that costume for maybe an hour and then I'd be done, you know? I can't go Ted Lasso. I don't have the mustache for it, and I'm not going to shave this beard down. Okay. I'm going to go Jason Kelsey because, again, it's easy costume to do. Dwight might be a good one.
Super simple.
Yeah.
I think Jim did it for like $11.
Yes. Yes. You are correct. Yeah. So, I don't want to go Green Lantern, but I'm going to go Barney. And then I'm going to go Dwight.
All right. Fine.
And what's yours?
All right. Let's jump back here real quick. Yeah. Same with you. I'm going David S. Pumpkin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Old timey baseball player.
Okay.
I'd probably do the convict just for, because I've already done it once.
Might as well.
Like you, I would also do out of shape Batman.
Yes. Perfect. Perfect.
Like the Batman that needs to put down the donut.
Right.
And of course I'm going to go Green Lantern.
I figured as much. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have to do a whole lot of thinking about it.
Yeah.
Which is great. Yeah. I mean, but if I had that, let me double check my calendar. Hold on. I was looking to see if I had any appointments on Halloween. I do. If I had that David S. Pumpkin costume, I may have worn it to this guy's house.
Oh, nice, nice.
Be like, it's a suit, you know, but I don't have the costume, so you gotta have a little fun. Maybe not like full face paint, spitting blood on your forehead, but just fun.
Yes, I agree.
Got a few starred comments here. Want to address? Fred says, "Little Caesars, why do you two hate yourself so much?"
It was quick. It was I didn't feel like cooking anything, and I was just like, it's right down the road for me. Is it the best pizza? No, it'll get the job done though, which is feeding my fat face.
It's not bad. It's handsome. Fred, I guess in the list that I gave to you, mm-hmm. your options, he says Green Lantern, Lego Batman, Adam West Batman, The Knight, and Field of Dreams.
Okay, I could call it Field of Dreams. That's
also, as I said today, we're recording this October 26th, mm-hmm. With being the last episode before Halloween. And Highlander Gunn was kind enough to remind us that October 26th is the day Marty went back in time.
To 2015, wasn't it? Or
no, when he went back in time, it was to 1955.
True. That's true.
Actually, yeah. I think it was probably October 26th, regardless, because it was always just one that just 30 years back, 30 years forward. So.
Yeah.
Was it a different so. Yeah. But all that, yeah, had I remember that, we could have had like a honor your time traveling best friend episode, but
yeah,
we didn't do that. So
that's quite all right.
And it'll be a long time before we see an October 26th on a Friday or Saturday again. So
true.
I'm probably not going to hold my breath that that's ever going to happen, because I'll have a bad memory, six years down the road. Yes. I mean, I got a bad memory now, so that's not. So, all right, man. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Anything else that you have going on that you wanted to talk about?
Not on air.
Yeah. Okay. Well, in that case, Fred Highlander and this mysterious third person watching, we're going to let you go. We're going to have our own after show conversation. We call it post. We're cleaning it up in post.
Yes.
But that'll do it for this. Sorry, let me try that again. That'll do it for this episode of Nerds United. Wow. A Jittery Monkey podcast. We thank you all for joining us live. And hey, look, even if it's just four or five of us, that's cool.
Awesome.
Just hanging out with my buddy. Having a great conversation and living life to the very best of our ability. So until next time. Could be next week, could be 2 weeks, depending on how together I have my shit. But we will talk to you all again very soon. In the meantime, and in between time, be kind, Mike, and
rewind.
This is a production of the Jittery Monkey Podcast Network. For more jittery shenanigans, go to jitterymonkey.com.